I'll give you some of the files I wrote for my secret book. I'll discuss it properly. Many, many things, such as don't put Tulsi at the lotus feet of the Acharyas, like the Mayavadis do, because they think the Guru is God in all respects. What about this garden? Is that with Tulsi also? While I myself am setting a bad example by poor attendance in the Mangalarti and other programs, please excuse me due to poor health. I'm finding it a little difficult to do anything. One point, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is usual. It seems to be sung by the devotees at the end of Mangalarti. This raga can be used at any time during the 24 hours. But Jayaveda Maharaj, who I consider an authority on this topic, because he was personally, he was one of the devotees in the very early days who were personally instructed about these things by Srila Prabhupada, and who's very concerned about these things. He's doing a seminar in Mayapur this year, Kirtan Reform Seminar. So he told me that this is also not, Prabhupada didn't introduce this for Mangalarti, only the specific raga for morning time, which is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And which can also be, well, there are variations on that also. I sometimes sing this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna after the conch is blown, after the arati is over. It's also good to continue the kirtan a little bit after the conch is blown, at least until the water has been thrown. Otherwise, it gets thrown and it goes on everyone. Instead of going on the head, it goes everywhere, on the backside and on the feet and everywhere. All right, there are thousands of other things to say about these various topics, but we'll speak on Srimad Bhagavatam now. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 14, Text 28, Translation and Commentary by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Prabhupada, founder of Acharya of ISKCON.
Translation paper by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Prabhupada. Under Acharya. Translation. Demigods like Brahma, first of all of the religious rites observed by him, he is the controller of the material energy which causes the creation of the material world. He is great and therefore his devilish characteristics are simply imitation. Report. Lord Shiva is the husband of Durga, the controller of the material energy. Durga is personified material energy, and Lord Shiva, being her husband, is the controller of the material energy. He is also the incarnation of the mode of ignorance and one of the three duties representing the Supreme